This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 19th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze while Jerusalem remains clear. Haifa also sees calm skies, making it a pleasant evening to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports a deadly Iranian missile strike on the Mofak Salty base in Jordan from earlier today. Two American soldiers died in the attack. Also, Times of Israel notes that Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza killed 10 people, including 3 children. The IDF claims the strike targeted Hamas operatives and infrastructure. Also this hour, JNS reveals the U.S. sent dozens of refueling aircraft to Israel as tensions rise. This follows 7 consecutive nights of strikes on Iranian targets by CENTCOM. Separately, Jerusalem Post reports reduced shipping traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as the threat from Iran increases, with 17 sailors killed since the conflict began. And finally, I-24 News shares a statement from Mojtaba Khamenei describing former President Trump's signature as worthless and promising the U.S. unforgettable lessons. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert noted several explosions in Bandar Abbas and Keshem earlier today, according to local reports. Open source intel echoed this, citing explosions in the same Iranian locations. The Times of Israel highlighted comments from New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. In an interview, Mamdani asserted that Prime Minister Netanyahu should face arrest if he visits New York for the UN General Assembly. Let's go deeper into today's stories, starting with the missile strike in Jordan. Israel Hayom reported that this attack marks the first American casualties since the ceasefire breakdown. The missiles targeted the Mofak Salty base, a key U.S. military site. This escalation signals growing regional instability and could impact U.S. military strategy in the Middle East. Turning to the situation in Gaza, according to the Times of Israel, an Israeli airstrike killed a family of 5, including 3 children, in Gaza City. The IDF states it was targeting Hamas operatives. This strike follows a series of intense military operations in the region. The ongoing violence continues to strain humanitarian conditions in Gaza. Meanwhile, the U.S. military's response to Iranian aggression includes sending refueling aircraft to Israel. JNS reports that this move supports ongoing operations against Iranian targets. These operations highlight the deepening U.S. involvement in Middle Eastern conflicts. The continued military activity underscores the volatile situation and potential for wider regional conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC emphasizes the importance of high-tech in Israel's political landscape. Idan Tendler, a prominent tech entrepreneur, stressed the sector's role as a social change agent at a recent conference. Separately, Walla Business reports on the financial troubles facing the Japanica restaurant chain. Recent incidents of arson and shootings have severely damaged the brand, potentially costing hundreds of millions. And finally, Globes covers the competition to acquire a stake in Herzliya Medical Center. Asaf Rappaport and his team are vying for a significant share, facing competition from Yitzhak Tshuva's offer. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.